Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
And now let's go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.
Thank you, Claire. The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has said she has every confidence that the Department of Education has the capacity for the full reopening of schools in late August, early September. Speaking on this programme, she said a key difference in September is that all staff will have been vaccinated. On the issue of vaccination of children, she said the expertise lies with the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, NIAC, from whom her department will take guidance.
I do anticipate, for example, that the online registration for those in the 16 to 18 cohort will open in the coming days, as NIAC have already approved vaccination for this cohort of young people. In relation to the 12 to 15-year-olds, I understand NIAC are currently still considering that and the HSE awaits their guidance.
Indoor hospitality resumes today for the first time since last December, while many pubs will open their doors for the first time since March 2020. People who are fully vaccinated or who have recently recovered from COVID-19 will be allowed to avail of indoor hospitality along with accompanied minors. Under updated guidelines agreed last night, contact tracing is now only required for the lead person at a table and for single customers. According to the COVID Data Hub, there are now 141 people in hospital with COVID-19. 22 people are in the ICU. New figures from the United Nations indicate that Afghanistan has seen a record number of civilians killed in the first half of this year. It blamed most of the 1,600 deaths on the Taliban and other anti-government militants. Improvised landmines are said to be the leading cause of casualties.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Bright spells in the east today, but cloud thickening from the west. Showery outbreaks of rain will develop across the western half of the country today, extending eastwards later in the day. There will be heavy or thundery downpours, which may lead to spot flooding. Highest temperatures 18 to 23 degrees. And that's all from the newsroom for now.
Thank you very much, Brian. As Brian was saying there, indoor dining in restaurants and cafes resumes today for the first time since last December, with many pubs in particular not having opened their doors since March last year when COVID restrictions came into effect. People who are fully vaccinated or who have recovered from COVID-19 in the past 6 months will be allowed to avail of indoor hospitality along with accompanied minors. Well, joining me now is Carl Campbell, Managing Director of Bewley's in Grafton Street, John O'Sullivan, one of the owners of Rowley's Restaurant in Dublin, Ball's Bridge, and David Lavelle, co-owner of Eco Pizzeria and Restaurant in Gorey. Good morning to you all. Carl, I'm going to start with you because you've been open for the past few hours this morning. How has it been?
It's been a fairly fantastic but ordinary morning. You know, we haven't been overwhelmed with a tsunami of people. Busy enough, but you know, it's really nice and it's really great. I suppose Bewley's is a place to relax and a bit of a holiday in your day, and the quite a few people just spontaneously deciding to pop in for a little bit of breakfast.
And how is the system working at the door? Will you talk us through how it works?
So, like for the last number of years, we've had a host at the door in any way, so there isn't an additional sort of person there at this stage. And what we found is that the COVID tracker app or the sort of website that's there at gov.ie functions very well. It's very stable.
So are you scanning the codes then at the door?
We scan the codes. So when people come in, then we offer them a choice of sitting indoors or outdoors. So we have the outdoor seat. And if they want to come indoors, then we ask them for their vaccine cert and photo ID.
And has it worked in all cases, or have you had any problems?
I don't know, is it out of the blue or is there some pattern in it, but we had a little problem with an Italian cert. Now, that could have been the print quality, could be Nansen, but the Italian one was the only one. So we had people from the States. So we had three groups in from the States. But like we've had people in from all over Dublin, and some people in from Limerick, and there's been no problem.
Okay, and they need the cert and photo ID as well.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm sure it's tricky enough, but I'm glad to hear it's working well for you, Col Campbell, there at Bewley's on Grafton Street. John, to come to you, John O'Sullivan, one of the owners of Rowley's Restaurant in Dublin's Bald's Bridge. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Claire.
So you've decided not to reopen indoors until Thursday of this week.
That is correct, yes.
And why is that?
Well, number one, I think there isn't, we don't find demand. Unlike the previous openings where people were so pent up, we were literally booked out a week in advance. It's been very, very slow on this one. Secondly, staff. We just cannot get
okay.
It's totally impossible. We've tried everywhere.
Okay. John, your line isn't great, but we'll see. Can we push on? So the staffing issue, as you say, you've tried everywhere to get staff, yes. And you're still in trouble on that front.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is it that people who were employed with you are not willing to come back, or have they moved on to other jobs?
I think it's mainly we found, checking our own staff, quite a few of them have returned to their own countries, like Romania, Italy, European countries. They've actually returned, and they haven't come back here yet. Now, we're hoping by the end of August they would come back.
Mm-hmm.
We also feel, rightly or wrongly, we also feel there are some people who we have reported to revenue who haven't come back, but they're still drawing the PUP.
Okay, how have you found that process of reporting people to revenue?
Very good. The revenue have been very good. They've been very good in the whole EWS scheme. They've been excellent and very responsive and very much on the ball, I must say.
How do you feel about the prospect of having to turn people away, say regulars now in particular, who are unvaccinated or don't have their documentation? Is that something that troubles you?
Very much so. Very, very much so. And we have a second problem there, Claire. Last week now, we had not a lot, but we had some tourists. We had some English, some Americans. Are we take their paper? I'm not sure of this answer. Are we to take their paper certificates?
Mm-hmm. Well, Fáilte Ireland said to us earlier that will be the case, but they're finding that they're finding it hard in some cases to get a standard document, because I think in the UK they don't have a standard document equivalent to the DCC, so it seems tricky enough to work out, but hopefully that will become clearer for you as time goes on. John, thanks very much for joining us. John O'Sullivan there from Rowley's in Bald's Bridge in Dublin. David Lavelle, as I said, is co-owner of Eco Pizzeria and Restaurant in Goree. Good morning, David.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good, but you're not reopening today for indoor dining.
Not at the moment, Claire. No, it's just not suitable for us at the moment to do that.
Why?
Well, a lot of our staff are very young, and when we made that decision, it was actually the 2nd of July. And we didn't want to have the staff working in the restaurant at that time, all unvaccinated, and then not be allowed to dine in the restaurant. We're also a family restaurant, and it was unclear at that time as to whether children would be allowed in. So the game is moving very quickly all the time, especially the issue now with children and that. So we're watching it very carefully. We've been fortunate enough to be able to open for a takeaway business since June last year, and that's busy for us, and we've managed to absorb anyone who wanted to come back into us at that time are back with us. And as John mentioned there, a lot of other people have done other things as well. So we're about half staff at the moment, and that's where we're at.
Okay, so and you're willing to keep going with that until you get to the point where you can bring people inside without having to check. Is that when you'll start?
That would be the ideal, Claire, but it's really an unknown. So we're monitoring it week by week at this point. But we don't see ourselves opening before September.
Okay, so you're willing to hold out until then at least?
Exactly.
Okay, and you can survive on that basis, can you? Obviously you can, you've made this judgment call.
We're having to, yeah.
Okay, and when you hear about the guidelines that are going to be in place, we were talking to Fáilte Ireland earlier, you know, the QR codes and the numbers of people to a table and having to take the contact details for one person. How do you think that's going to be for your colleagues who decide to go ahead this week?
It's tricky, but, you know, they'll do it and we'll do it, you know, when we have to. I'm delighted that it's only the one contact tracing per table as opposed to everybody in the group, which seemed like a nightmare. It's definitely going to be tricky, but like all things, I guess we'll adjust to it, you know, all in the greater interest of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Pádraig Cribben earlier on Morning Ireland saying that it might be difficult for people when they get, he was talking about some of the stuff that's happening online with people saying they're going to book and not show up, and that will be part of an objection to having their vaccine records checked. Do you think that's likely to happen?
Well, there's always been a small problem with that, especially around Christmas time and groups and that, booking a few different restaurants. So it might be no bad thing to take a deposit, take a booking card and potential deposit from it, you know, booking deposit.
Yeah, that might be one way to solve it. All right. Well, we wish you well with the rest of the season, David. David Lavelle there, Eco Pizzeria and Restaurant in Goree in County Wexford. Some messages on this. One person who says, I feel education I feel education is coming secondary to eating indoors. This is madness. Schools need opening, colleges need opening, students learning in these abnormal remote conditions are at a massive disadvantage compared to those who've had traditional education. Maeve says the Delta variant was not an issue when students finished school this summer, so this talk by Norma Foley of schools being a controlled environment was not dealing with this variant. I suppose counter to that, Maeve, you have a level of vaccination that wasn't there last term. And my daughter is coming home from Canada. Her province is not doing the DCC. Well, they wouldn't be, because it's a European initiative. Will her health records be enough to prove vaccination? It seems as though they will be, but they're still trying to work out a system where there will be some sort of standardised cert for people, or a way for restaurants and bars to recognise those certs. We're going to be talking to Paul O'Connell next.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.